Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches. Continuing on the theme of the Asherah tree, Mishnah says, Lo yeshev betzila. You really shouldn't sit in the shade of the Asherah tree because you're deriving benefit from it. Vim yasha, but if you did sit in the shade, tahar, you are considered tahar. So we said before that midrabanan avodah zarah imparts tumah. However, here you're not sitting underneath the eihel of the Asherah tree, just sitting underneath the shady part. So therefore, if you sit under the shade, it's tar, but really you shouldn't have benefit from it in the first place. V'layavar tachta, and you shouldn't go underneath the actual leaves of the tree. Again, for the same reason, it's providing a benefit. Vim avar tameh. In that case, if you did go under it, you are tameh because it's sort of an eihel now. And according to the Tanayim that hold that there were actual idols underneath there, so now you're creating an eihel over the idol and the person. So midrabanan, you become tameh. Hayse gazelis esarabim. But what if the leaves were growing into rishus harabim? So in a way, it's you have to walk down that road, and it just happens to be that the Asherah tree is in the way. Vavartachta, and you go underneath the tree. In that case, tar, then you are tar. Because again, since it's only midrabanan, the banan were in geyser. In a case where there really is no other way to go, that's again, it's the you have the right of way. And it's the tree that's in your way, as opposed to going out of your way to go underneath the tree. You're allowed to plant vegetables underneath the shade of the Asherah tree during the winter, but not during the summer. And the reason is, during the summer, shade is beneficial because it's very hot, while in the winter, shade is not beneficial, so therefore there is no benefit by planting it underneath the shade in the rainy season. What about lettuce? When it comes to lettuce, shade is always good for the lettuce, even in the rainy season, in the winter. So therefore, you're not allowed to plant it underneath the shade, even in the wintertime. You can't even plant regular vegetables, not like the tanikama, even in the rainy season. The leaves would fall down during the rainy season around the vegetables. And it becomes like a fertilizer. So therefore, now you are getting benefit from the Asherah tree in the form of the fertilizer. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tes. What if you took wood from the tree? Asur bana, the wood is asur bana. Again, you're not allowed to have enough from a vaidazar. Hisak ben asatana, what if you fired up a oven with the wood from the Asherah tree? Im chadash, if the oven is new, yutatz, you have to actually break it. Why? Because now the entire oven is now heated up for the first time with the wood from the Asherah tree, and therefore, going forward, everything is only getting benefit from the vaidazar, and therefore, there's no tikkun for it. There's no way to fix it, so you have to break it. But if it's old, meaning that the heat inside was already from both non-avodah zarah and from avodah zarah, then you tend to just wait till it cools off, and then you can continue using it. The point being, if the benefit comes from both non-avodah zarah and avodah zarah, they were more makel in that case, and therefore you can use an old oven, even if it was fired up with the wood from the Asherah tree, as long as it cools down, and now you are using new heat that's not from avodah zarah. Afa bayis apas, what if you bake bread with the wood from the Asherah tree in the oven? Asura bana, the bread is asur bana, this arva b'acheres, and if the bread gets mixed up with other breads, kulan asuras bana, because there is no bittul when it comes to avodah zarah. So if it gets mixed up, all the loaves are asur bana. Rabbi Lezer Aymer, yalechano liyam melech, you're allowed to take the value of the bread that became asur bahana and throw that to Yam HaMelech, and in that way you redeem the other breads by basically taking the value away. And Amar Lo, so the Chachamim said to Rabbi Eliezer, ain pidyon la'avodah zarah, there's no pidyon, so therefore they hold you can't redeem it. Once it's usur, even if it's getting mixed up. Rabbi Eliezer says you are allowed to redeem it. Some say it's going on the wood, some say it's going on the bread, but in any case, Rabbi Eliezer holds you're allowed to redeem the benefit of avodah zarah. Nothing meant a karkar. What if you take what's called a shuttle? That's a thing that they use for weaving, and they throw it in between the different strands of the fibers in order to create a woven garment. So what if you took that from the tree? Asurbana, again, that the karakar itself is asurbana, because it's from a vadizar. Argbay is a beggar. What if you wove a garment with it? Habegar asurbana. Now the beggar itself is asurbana. Nasar bacherim, if the beggar becomes mixed up with others, bacherim, and so on and so forth, those with others. Kulam asurbana, there's no bitul for vadizar. Belezer Aimer, Yerlachanol Yamamelech. He says, again, you're allowed to take that noah and redeem it and throw it into the Yamamelech, and that makes the others permitted. Armaloi, ain't pidyon la vadizar. They said there's no pidyon for vadizar.